Let me be very clear to you, Taoiseach. The women at the heart of this latest scandal are our wives, our sisters, our mothers in Sinn Féin. So don't lecture me in terms of my concern for people that we love. Okay? This is a direct result of a political decision that was carried out without any analysis by the Minister for Health. Now, I question, because the Minister for Health has said that he had full support in relation to the decision that he carried out. Now, what we have is the Director General telling us that he informed to walk back from this decision, that there would be unintended consequences. But regardless of this, what is known as a fact is that there was no analysis carried out in terms of the capacity. What is known as a fact is that there was no consultation with the Director General of the HSE. What is known as a fact is that the Minister did not consult with the labs in relation to the capacity. You say that you acted with your heart instead of your head. That is cold comfort. Cold comfort to the women who are waiting 27 weeks to find out if there is abnormalities in the smears. Now, you talk about accountability, and we are looking for accountability. This minister is completely out of his depth. And it's not just on the cervical cancer scandal. It's not just on the Children's Hospital scandal. Week after week, people that we know, people that we love, people who have cancer are having operations cancelled because of the dysfunctionality in the Department of Health and the HSE and the lack of oversight and hands-off approach by this minister. So can I ask you, Taoiseach, are you aware of any consultation or any capacity analysis carried out by the Minister for Health before he made that decision, which has resulted in today 78,000 women having to wait up to 27 weeks to find out if they have cancerous abnormalities in relation to their smear tests? That's the issue, and stop trying to divert attention from it.